Blog Talk Radio.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
everyone. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope. Thank God for you. I'm here tonight for our first Bible study of 2016, and so glad to have you on the line, our first Bible study for 2016, and we want to bless the name of the Lord. We're getting off for a really good start on 2016, and we just want God to continue to bless and continue to show up and show out and help us to be who he would have us to be. I hear my beeper going off. I'm cooking too. But we thank God for his goodness tonight. We thank him because he is worthy to be praised, and we're just going to get ready. We're going to be talking this month about Jacob and Esau. Jacob and Esau. And also about Joseph. We just want to talk about bloodlines and what goes on in bloodlines and generational blessings and even generational curses. We're going to talk a little bit about it all, and hopefully you'll gain some insight into the Word of God, and it'll bless you. It'll bless you if you just give me just a second here. And we're going to continue right on. I'm going to have a word of prayer. I feel like I'm on a cooking show, but we're cooking up the Word of God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you watch over us, how you keep us, how you shield us, how you protect us. We thank you for how we were able, hallelujah, to cross over into the new year, Lord. We thank you for that, because some people made it to Christmas but didn't make it to the new year. So we thank you for how you have allowed us, yes, us, to make it to the new year. We thank you for how you continue to shield us and keep a hedge of protection over us. We thank you for how you watch over us day in and day out, Lord. We're sending out a special prayer right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, to my mother-in-law, Mother Emma Hill. We ask you to bless her, cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We come against anything that's trying to bother her, that's trying to infiltrate her body, that's trying to attack her, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We let Satan know you have no hold, you have no power. We speak victory, we speak long life, we speak the glory of the King, hallelujah, over her life right now in the name of Jesus. We speak a swift recovery to her body in the name of Jesus. We speak peace to her mind. We speak calmness that she won't worry. We ask you to continue to cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Then we ask you to bless each and every family member, God, each and every Hill family member, Lord. Bless her children. Help them not to worry, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch my husband, Lord, so that he will not worry, God. Give him peace, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we ask you to go over to Atlanta and bless Crawford, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he can continues his journey and his healing process, God. We look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are strength. Hallelujah. You're our redeemer, God. We ask you to give him strength from on high, God. Give him recovery. Give him miracle healing. Let the doctors be confused. Your word says you use the foolish things to confound the wise. So let them be confounded today, Father, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless all of those represented at Vision of Hope, God. We ask you to go out and reach Sister Verdell, God. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Continue to give her recovery. Continue to give her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. As she looks, leans, and depends upon you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that is said and done. We thank you for a glorious, victorious 2016, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for how you're going to continue to watch over us. We thank you for financial breakthroughs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for double portions, Father God, in the name of Jesus, yet in 2016, Lord. We thank you for continued marriage recovery, continued healing, continued family recoveries, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to just attack the devil and put him on the run wherever he may be. We're going to count all of these blessings, God. We're going to not want to take any of this for granted. We're going to count it all joy, God. And we're going to continue to bless you. We're going to continue to walk in purpose and destiny in you, Father God. We're going to be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly thank God for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy that is bestowed upon us yet in 2016. Some people didn't make it into 2016, and some people just crossed over. There was a murder. I can't speak for anywhere else, but there was a murder in Charlotte the day after, like the day, New Year's night, I think it was. So some people didn't make it, and we always think about the people who didn't quite make it, but what a sad legacy for the family who was left behind. Unless the person knew Jesus and the family knew that they were crossing over from one destiny to another, what a sad legacy. So we're asking God to even bless those who, once they made it over, they were taken. And we ask you just to continue to just pray for your loved ones, pray for family members, pray. I'm going to be preaching on Sunday about prayer. And I've been taping some of the services. I'm trying to develop, not too many people use CDs anymore, but those who do, we're going to develop the CDs. We're going to develop the MP3 so that you can download it and listen to it. We want to infiltrate and saturate our lives with the word of God in 2016. I'm not against the prophetic word. Anybody who knows Pastor Kim knows I love the prophets. Hallelujah. But I'm tired of seeing folks giving out words. Amen. We need not to give out a word. We need to give out the word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to sustain us. And when you get a word from the Lord through somebody else, it should be a confirmation of what God has told you, and it should also be solidified through his word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So those things, when we get a word and everybody, you know, I want to point out Facebook with so many people giving a word here and a word there. I want the word of God. Because I love folks, but your word can't keep me. The word of God can keep me. The word of God can sustain me. And most of all, the Lord said, bring my word back to my remembrance. That means you can take the word of God and take it back to him and say, Lord, this is what your word said. I can't take what man said back to him. Even if it's a prophetic word, I can't take that back to him. I have to take the word of God back to God. Hallelujah. And I can count on it doing just what it's supposed to do. We're going to the book of Genesis, and we're going to look at Jacob and Esau just for a little bit. Love you. I'm so off task tonight. I'm cooking. I'm talking to my hubby. But guess what? I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to the book of Jacob and Esau. I don't know how y'all feel about things, but I feel like, you know, that song, Everything That the Devil Stole, God's Giving Back to Me, you got to fight for that. And when I say fight for it, you got to stand your ground. Hallelujah. You have to stand your ground. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I'm older. And we used to have a preacher say, listen, ain't no need of going to hell in a hoopty. Woo, glory to God. If you're going to go all the way. Hallelujah. So and that's the same thing with heaven. Ain't no need of going to heaven, dragging one leg, all beat up. Ooh, the devil done beat me up once again. No, it ain't no need to go to heaven like that. You're supposed to have victory. Either the word is true or it isn't. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. That's God's words, and I can give those back to him. Yes, I'm going to be tested. Yes, I'm going to be tried. But I know God is true to his word. He is true to his word. So I don't want to be a cowardly Christian. Ha! Glory to Jesus. I want to be a bold Christian. I want to go boldly for the things of God. Hallelujah. Jacob and Esau, I'm at Genesis, the 25th chapter. And let's see where I want to start, because I'm not going to be before you long. I'm at Genesis, the 25th chapter. And I'm talking a little bit about, beginning at the 19th verse. Now, we're going to be talking this month about bloodlines, like I said, generational blessings and generational curses and things like that. So I want you to listen to this. Verse 19 says, this is the account of the family line of Abraham's son, Isaac. Now, how many of you remember Isaac? It took Isaac a long time to get here. It took him 25 years, and his mom and dad were already old. Those who know Pastor Kim, you hear me say this 101 times. When y'all get ready to roast me, if you ever have a roast for Pastor Kim, you know this is one of the things. Because when I lose perspective on certain things, I have to go back and look. Abraham, who is the father of faith, y'all heard me say this before, he's the father of faith. It took him 25 years for him and his wife to get together and make a baby. Holy Ghost. Are y'all listening to me? It took him, he is the father of faith, and all God asked him to do was get busy with your wife and make a baby. Now, I know that don't sound scriptural, but that's what God asked him to do. So that's where we are. It took him 25 years. His faith, it took him 25 years, and it even took him another son. Like, his wife gave him one of her handmaids, because back then you could have handmaids. Thank God we don't have that now, because, woo, it'd be so many more murders. But anyway, I'm sorry. Verse 19, chapter 25, this is the account of the family line of Abraham's son, Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean, from Paddan Aram, and sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was childless. Now, I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to stop right there. Sarah was childless. Isaac's wife was childless. Okay, so I need you to see what happened in the bloodline, but how God can override what happens in your bloodline. You heard me. If you get my email, I said in the email, whatever is in your bloodline, like say, for example, if divorce is in your bloodline, then that means you have to fight harder for marriage. You have to fight for it because the enemy, we don't understand, the enemy is going to try to come against you, and the scripture says, if he comes and tries to get in and he can't, it's like the devil is in a gang. He goes back and gets seven more demonic forces and tries to come back and get you, okay? So that lets you know you're going to be tried, you're going to be tested, the enemy is going to try to come for you, but stand your ground. If I was at church, I'd say, look at your neighbor and say, stand your ground. So Sarah couldn't, she had trouble producing, but the Lord saw her through. It was just a matter of her and Abraham getting together and saw her through. She broke that out of the bloodline where she was able to have a child, and she produced Isaac. And then Isaac just so happened to marry Rebecca, who was not able to produce. So God had to perform yet again a miracle that breaks the bloodline. Are you listening to me? Matter of fact, Rebecca had twins. The babies jostled each other within her, and she said, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord. So the Lord let her know, two nations are in your womb, two people from within you will be separated, and one people will be stronger than the other. The older will serve the younger. So God let her know what was going on, and I wish I had time to get into this, but I'm telling you, we're going to be looking at this all month. He let her know what was going on, and her sin was part of what happened. Are you listening to me? God let her know what was going to happen. So that means he knew. When he said, when the scripture says, I knew you in your mother's womb, that means he knew all about you. He knew all your shortcomings. He knew who you were. And he knew to the point he even knew Rebecca, who was carrying them. And he said, the younger, the older will serve the younger. So, again, Sarah's sin helped that declaration by God come true. So I'm so excited about this. I can't even continue on, but I just want you to read this for yourself, see what revelations God gives you. And sure enough, verse 24, when the time came for her to give birth, there were twin boys in her womb. The first to come out was red, and his whole body was like a hairy garment. They named him Esau. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebekah gave birth to them. Okay, so he wasn't that much younger than his father, but they had to pray the same prayer. They had to go through the same thing, and both of them overcome. So we thank God for his word today. It's good that you know the Lord. The bottom line here is, I don't care what's in your bloodline, you can overcome it if you know the Lord, because you can pray through it. We have about 6 minutes left. If anybody has any questions or comments, you can press 1 and I will let you in. I'm so glad that you're here for the first Bible study of the new year. Do me a favor, next week, call somebody and let them know we're on the line at 6:30. You can even go online to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it live as well. So if you have any questions or comments about the bloodline and the generational blessings, then you can speak to that now. If not, I'm going to finish my dinner. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I'm going to let you go. I do want to point out that the song was dragging a little bit, so I may have to, by default, bring up another song for next week, but it seems to be the digital piece seems to be dragging a little bit. But I hope you got something out of Genesis, the 25th chapter, and read it, and we're going to continue on next week and find out, even though she got that prophecy, what Rebecca's sin was to make that prophecy come to pass. That's pretty deep to me. I don't know how you feel about that, but her sin made that prophecy come to pass. God bless you, and I love you with the love of the Lord.